The New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and the American Stock Exchange all plan to be up and running on Monday morning. The New York Stock Exchange conducted a test run this morning. WNYC's Beth Fertig joins us on the line from New York's Financial District. Beth, what were they actually trying to do today in this trial run?
Well, Richard Grasso, who's the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, says that they were really testing what they call connectivity issues. In other words, the whole telecommunication system, the electrical system. The stock exchange wasn't directly affected by Tuesday's attack. It's a few blocks east of the Trade Center. But a major switching station was destroyed underneath the trade towers. And so what they're doing is they're rerouting some of the fiber optic lines. And this is to ensure that the brokers are able to place their orders and that all the trading can go forward on Monday. And Mr. Grasso was really emphasizing to us the importance of opening on Monday. He says it sends a really strong signal that the American way of life will go on, that the world's greatest economy is still functioning, and he's encouraging consumers, investors to have some faith in the market, that America can get through a time like this and to act rationally on Monday.
So you're saying it went very well, that everything's okay for this on Monday to open?
They don't predict that there's going to be any problems at all as far as these connectivity issues. Of course, some of the brokers may have problems of their own depending where they're located, and some of them may be dealing with a lot of loss issues right now if many of their employees are still missing. They are going to have extra security measures. He says security is going to be airtight. They're also going to have about 5,000 surgical masks passed around for their employees because the air quality is very bad. And the stock exchange will also, like a lot of other downtown places, will be having counselors on hand.
Beth, a lot of businesses that were located near the World Trade Center were also damaged in Tuesday's attack. Now, are they planning to open up for business on Monday?
Well, it's not so much that they were damaged. It's just that they're in this area that was called the frozen zone, the affected zone. Some places certainly are assessing whether their buildings are in good shape, but mostly what it is the power is out. There's a lot of buildings in Lower Manhattan that still don't have power, that still don't have phone lines, and so this was the first day where the city allowed people to come down to Lower Manhattan, although I should tell you, security is incredibly tight. The National Guard is everywhere. They're checking everybody's identification. When they do come to their office buildings, they're only allowed for a few minutes just to check their belongings, talk to the building supervisor, see how things are doing for Monday. There's some tenants down here, residential tenants, people who live in apartment buildings down here who are only being allowed up for a few minutes to maybe get their cats or get their clothing, and then everybody's being told to leave immediately. And there's also some people who are just coming down here to gaze at what is still a huge, big cloud over Lower Manhattan and the big gaping space where there used to be the Twin Towers.
WNYC's Beth Fertig in New York City. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.